Old friends meeting again.
Hi Andy, long time no see. How are you doing?
Hi Anna, fine thanks. It's so good to see you again. And you?
I'm fine too. How long have we not seen each other? 15 years? Imagine, I still work for the same company as then. And you, do you live here in London?
You're right, it's been at least 15 years since we last saw each other. I'm just visiting London. I'm doing a course here. I don't know if you remember that I work for a software company. The company took me to America, so I moved. Now I live in a small town in Arkansas. We really must go out to eat while I'm here. Do you have time? I will pay.
I can't say no. I remember that you were in love with a blonde student back then. Do you still have contact?
Yes, we were together for 3 years. I still miss her very much, but she didn't love me. She wanted to travel and didn't want to have children, so she became a flight attendant. I think she still is. But it broke my heart when we broke up. It took me a few years to get over the heartache. But it's all over now. It's been a long time. And you?
I have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy. They all go to school. But I'm single. I have separated from the father of my children. But we are still friends and he regularly takes care of the kids. Do you enjoy living in the USA? Is there something that you miss or that was better in England?
Yes, life in America is good. Most of the time people are nice and the weather is milder where I live than in England. There is a hot month and a cold month, but the other months all have pleasant temperatures. The mountains are beautiful, but snow is rare in winter. The worst thing is that there is no nightlife and no pubs where you can drink a good beer after work. Sure, there are bars in Arkansas, but the atmosphere is not the same as here in a pub. Well, can I ask a personal question? How long have you been separated? How did your children handle the separation?
We separated many years ago when the children were young. We've stayed friends. It's not a big deal. But it's exhausting, of course. My youngest daughter is 6 years old. She has just started school. My son is 9. He's a typical boy, loves dinosaurs and pirates. And my eldest daughter is already 14, so she's a teenager. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, yes. But why don't we have something to eat right now and continue talking? I know a very good Indian restaurant here.
Thanks, let's go.